The Holy Slonimer teaches us. Atem nitzavim ayom kulchem lefnei Hashem Elokechem. You were standing here before Hashem. La'avarcha bebrit Hashem Elokim v'alata asher Hashem Elokim koret imcha ayom. To pass over the covenant. Amanakim otcha ayom lo la'am hu yelcha l'elokim. So that you can be a nation and he will be for you a God. It's brought down in the holy books that the day refers to Rosh Hashanah. And it was on that day when the men of God will come. The Yom refers to Rosh Hashanah. And this day you're all standing for judgment. So Atem Nitzavim Hayom is a hidden allusion to the day of Rosh Hashanah. And it's amazing that it comes out right before Rosh Hashanah. We've explained that Rosh Hashanah is dependent on two matters. Shu Yom Adin, V'gam Yom Akhtarat Hamlucha. And it's also the day of crowning the king. Moshe Amin Chazal, as Chazal teaches, Amru lefnei malchiyot kedei shetamlichinu aleichem. Say before the for me kingship, so make God the king. Kol Rosh Hashanah u'itchatshut briyat ha'olam. All the Indian of Rosh Hashanah is creating the world anew. V'chein yesh bo itchatshut atkedar hamlucha. So we have the recrowning of God. And in addition, we're also making a new covenant between us and Hashem. First, what we make God the king over us. This is the Indian of making God the king. In addition, there's the idea that God is making us his nation. Can't have a king without a nation. That's the pasuk that we're talking about. On the one hand, we're standing for judgment. And the continuation of the covenant regarding the covenant is when we are made God's nation. We choose God as our God. I am to my beloved. And then he chooses us as his nation. This day, he became a nation. Rosh Hashanah, where the world is recreated. We also have the renewal of the kingship. And that's when we become a nation. Again, the Pesukim in Devarim talking about the Yom referred to Rosh Hashanah, where we are crowning God. And he is crowning us as a special nation. That's what it says, and you should blow in the month of the shofar. In the hiddenness of the day of our festival, there's two hints of the two ideas of Rosh Hashanah. Keser refers to that which is hidden. This refers to the hiddenness of the judgment day. And the day of our festival is the festive part of the holiday. Since we're crowning God and we're renewing the covenant between us and Hashem, there's nothing greater than that. And it says in Nehemiah, referring to Rosh Hashanah, go eat delicious things, because this is a holy day for God. And then the Korah, It seems like these two matters are contradictory. Yom Chagedu and Yana Simcha. Is it a happy day, like a chag? Kesa is hiddenness. How can you be happy during this bitter time of judgment? The told us, Yaakov Yosef explains that there are three books which are open on Rosh Hashanah. Tzadikim gemurim, Rishayim gemurim, Ubein Enum. Tzadikim, Rishayim, and middlemen. I know Shesvarim, Niftachim, Livnei Kol Echad V'Echad. Every person, the books are open before you. Shenonim L'Kol Echad V'Chtov Et Tasmo Be'ezah Sefer Shirtzeh. You can choose what book to write yourself in. Mokeh, Ra'an, Natat, Avrachem, Yom, Et Achayim, Et Atov, Et Amav, Et Adorah. This pasuk says you can choose the good or the bad. Sheish sefer chayim v'tov, Mr. Franchot tzadikim gemurim. There's a book of tzadikim. Elish mechad shimet akdarat melech chortim b'itim barach gash. Those who choose to make God the God over them. Mekayim kamamar bayi barnash l'mudre kuchem b'richa al kol eber eber. We want God to be the king over every single body part. Then shem bochrim b'chayim v'tov kotrim em ba'atzmam. And through this, they become written in the book of life. God forbid the opposite. You look at your books and you realize there's no way you can get a good judgment. To begin again. And choose life. So we create a shana, a chadasha, returning to be tzaddikim gemurim, and chadshim et takrat amelch al kol eber veever dileu, kortim brit mechudesh in shemit berach. Azem emelin in takin imenu kol dinim nechtam nechtam la'altar l'chaim. By choosing life, you're automatically inscribed in the book of life, no matter what your cheshbonos were. V'zeh tikuv v'chodesh shofar chesed liyom chagenu. Shegam b'shofar yeshnam beit inyanei rosh shana. That's also the inyan of the shofar. And in an akdrat melucha, on the one end, to crown him as king, kamosh kadav Rav Sadi Gon, atam eishan shal tkiyah shofar shu aderech shetokim be'et shemachtirim al-melech. Rav Sadi explains, when you blow the shofar to crown the king, mokin ish b'shofar inyan amtakat adinim, there's also an inyan of sweetening the judgments. U'beit inyanim elu kshurim hem zebzek ha'mor sh'al yidei shekudevet atmo al-ahava b'sifran shal tzadikim b'kaba la malchutim melen in terekim akor adim. Once you accept God as your king over you, automatically the judgments are sweetened. That's exactly why the day of judgment is sweetened in the dinim. Then it's a total holiday. And we also have tshuva alluded to in this pasuk. So the Avod explains the words of the Mor and Vuchim. And the idea of attachment to God. The main service of God is attachment to God. Try in loving Hashem, and through that you'll be attached to God. When you're attached to God, God's attached to you. And divine providence and divine guarding is upon you. When I'm attached to God, it's like your right hand, which is always right next to you, and you never stop thinking about him. Then nothing bad will happen to you. You're attached to God, and you have this divine guarding. And God forbid you're disconnected from God. Then bad things can happen to you. And then bad things can happen. Even the great people, All the bad things happen when they stop being in the state of dveikus. When I realize that God is with me, nothing bad can happen. First, I'm a Rambam. Remember, Bayoma U, Aloki, in Aloki Bikirbi, Matainu Earth, Ela, Kasher, in Aloki Bikirbi, Azmatani Color Earth, Ela. When I feel like God's not with me, and these bad things happen. Okay. And it turns out that this is the best advice for a Jew on the Day of Judgment. Lidabik Bashem Yizbarach, detach yourself to Hashem. Sha'azin Shumim Ralav Shum Dimi Mashem, Liloria. Then no judgments will come upon you. Never stop being attached to God. If you're attached to God, nothing bad can happen upon you. Both on Rosh Hashanah, then you'll get a good judgment, and the whole year will be good. So just to sum up, Halakha Solomon is telling us, and if you want a good year, be in a state of dveikus, because nothing bad can happen to you when you're in a state of dveikus, especially in Rosh Hashanah. And he's telling us that we're standing now in the time of din, but we're also in a time of simcha, because we're being mocked HaKadosh Baruch Hu over us as our king, and therefore he is choosing us as his nation. And this is the avoda of these days in Rosh Hashanah. And by doing this, we actually can write ourselves into the book of life, no matter what our cheshbonos are. Hope you enjoyed this quick run-through of Netivah Shalom. I hope you found some inspiration. I know I certainly did. Have a wonderful day.